But you think about that. He is right here in our praise right now. He is hearing your praise. He is hearing your voice. He is feeling your heart right now. As it's you and God right now, nothing else matters outside these walls this moment. This is the time we come together to celebrate and worship our Savior and to just lift our hands and voices to Him. And He is working. I promise you, church, He is working. I want all of you to go back and listen to my message from Wednesday night, sometime this week. Go back and listen to it. I talked to America Wednesday. I know I only talked to about 50 people. But I talked to America Wednesday night. And I want you to go back and hear the message of what God put on my heart about what's happening right now in our country. And trust God through it all, no matter what. Hallelujah. Y'all can be seated. That's it, singers. Thank you. I've got one more song I want to play before the word. I want the kids out here for this. This is a song that Bill played in Sunday school last week, and it really moved me. And it's very appropriate for what we're battling right now. The title of the song is called I Look to Him. And it's a beautiful, powerful song about when you've exhausted all your resources, when you're at the end of your rope, when you're tired of the battle, I look to Him. Do any of you feel like you've got a bad hangover today? Nancy Rose. What I mean, not that kind of hangover. What I mean is, from this week, it's been kind of draining, hasn't it? You know why? Because when we are fighting our own battles, we exhaust ourselves. So let's listen to this song and just look to Him. God knows what He's doing. There's no mistake. I promise you, God knows what He's doing. Whether you agree with it or not, your will be done, right, Bill? On earth as it is in heaven. So listen to this song and just let this song minister to you that whatever you're battling this morning before I bring the Lord, whatever you're fighting, look to Him. And I promise you, as you look to Him, He will rescue you. He will hear you, and He will help you. Play the song, Brennan.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to You. After all my strength is gone, in You I can be strong. I look to You. I look to You. And when melodies are gone, in You I hear a song. I look to You. Searching for that open door, and every road I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to You. It's gone. In You I can be strong. I look to You.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song. We're in that place now, aren't we, church? We got to look to him. We should always be looking at him to begin with. All right. Got any children for Sunday school? Can be dismissed at this time. Mr. Randy's back there waiting on you. If you have your offering for giving well, thank you very much, boys. Be turned to Isaiah chapter 35 this morning. Isaiah 35. We're talking about gladness over madness. Now, madness has more than one definition. It has several. We know madness can mean just plain out, I'm mad and I'm angry. We see a lot of that this week on both sides, right? I'm mad. Madness also is a state of discombobulation. It's a state of insanity. So we are seeing that happening. And, you know, we have seen the last, really the last several years, this madness. You know, someone was sharing me this morning from church that someone went to somebody's yard around here and tried to set their yard on fire because they had a Trump sign in the yard. That's just madness, y'all. It's a sign. Get over it. It's a sign. I mean, really? It's a sign. You know how many signs are on your back bumper sticker of cars? All these signs. You go burn the car because they got a sign you don't agree with. I mean, it's a sign. You try to burn somebody's yard up? As they say in the old country, oh, this is America. It's America, y'all. You put every sign you want in the yard. It's America. We are seeing this madness, and we're seeing this anger, and we're seeing this division, and we're seeing this hate, and Satan is licking his chops. And here's what Satan is doing as we're all doing this. He's sitting on his little heli throne. Heli throne. And he's sitting there going, oh, I got them Democrats rattled. I got them Republicans rattled. I got the blacks and whites rattled. I got the Hispanics rattled. I got everybody rattled. I got everybody mad at everybody because of everything. And he's just licking his chops. I got church folks mad at each other. I got half churches closed. I've got this going on. I've got this going on. He's just licking his chops right now with all this madness. But we have something to be glad about over all the madness. Because we are not part of this world. And like I said Wednesday night, my mom has lived on this earth from President Truman to President Trump. And she's made it. God's got her through the president she didn't like, the one she didn't vote for. There she is sitting there, and God provided, and God made a way. We put too much emphasis on things that happen in this world instead of having an eternal perspective of the kingdom world. Amen. The kingdom of God is what really matters, and the kingdom of God is what we're going to walk into one day. And all of this is going to dissolve, and all is going to be different, and all is going to go away. So what we must do in the meantime, you can spend your life being mad, having high blood pressure, having migraines, having hives and hernias because you're so stressed. Or you can just say, you know what? I look to you. God, I'm looking to you. We're reading Bible stories throughout the Old Testament all the time where men were in corrupt political systems. What did Daniel do when they said he can't pray no more? Now, we don't, that's exactly right. Now, we don't know whether the king is Republican or Democrat. Don't say that. We just know he said you can't pray. He said if you get caught praying, you'll be through the lines then. What did he do? He prayed anyway. We have seen throughout history corrupt systems, but yet Jesus is perfect, and his system is not corrupt, and we belong to his kingdom. So yes, we must live here, and yes, we must do things here, and I understand that we're affected by political things. I get that. I remember when gas was $4 a gallon a few years ago. I remember that. It stunk, spending $60 to fill your car up. I remember. But the point is, guess what happened? God always let me fill my car up for $60. I want you to hear me this morning. God's got $20 for my tank, but he can't pull 60, Gordon. He always made a way. No matter what happens, because my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory, not this riches of this glory. Chapter 35 is talking about the future millennium kingdom that God is going to establish. And that's why we can be happy today. Because we're not going to stay here, church. Our bodies are fading and failing. And, you know, I know a lot of you are going through some tough times now physically. And you got some sickness. You got some aches. You got some pains. You got some things going on. and you got things in your body that are right, and all of that is part of the perishable state we live in. But it's not where we stay, and it's not what's going to be the victory of our lives. The victory is in Jesus. The victory is in His kingdom. And that's where we're heading. That's where all of us that are His children are headed. So let's get in some good news, because we need some good news, right? And I realize, church, we have our opinions, and I'm not trying to be this passive, you know, Kuna Matata, that's more manly than me. That's not who I am. I'm very strong opinionated. I'm very strong-willed. I get on Melly's nerves talking about a lot of things. I get on Melly's nerves talking about politics. I get on Melly's nerves talking about different things. So I'm very strong-willed. But I understand this. My life belongs to God, no matter what happens. And I refuse to let, and I know it's been a heavy week for people. We are burdened about what may happen. Marty said it right. There's been no declared one yet officially. And we don't know how, when one is declared, how the other one's going to respond. We don't know all that. All I know is this. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole big wide world in His hands. And like Bill said, Bill talked about this morning about the will of God and how there is an automatic will of God. It's called the automatic will of God. Things that he says, an example he used was this. When any of you got up this morning, did any of you at all doubt? Did any of you got out of bed once you got woke, got your coffee, and did all, you know, got your eyes open? Did any of you run to the window like this? Did the sun rise? It rose again. None of us did that. We know the sun's going to rise. We expect the sun to rise, and we expect the sun to set. We don't look out our window at 9 o'clock tonight saying, "I wonder if it's dark yet." You know it's dark. This is the automatic will of God. Another example Bill used was great. And of course, I think about, you know, the Lord transforming us, we might do with that. But other than that, none of you think about walking today. If you say you're walking through Walmart, none of you have a conscience, I'm going to walk through Walmart. You have this thought, I wonder if gravity is going to give way and we'll start floating. Unless you're extremely high, then no. Because as you're walking, you know that you're not going to float up. It's God's automatic will. Gravity, sun rising, sun setting, change the seasons, all these things automatically. We don't even think about it. Did any of you think one time this year, I wonder if we'll have fall this year? You think fall might come? No, we plan our weekends, right? Bill marks off every Saturday and Sunday of October every year. We're going to the mountains. You know why? Because back in April, he knows the leaves are going to change in October, so he makes his plans. He knows. He don't question. He don't play. He don't get his boss to say, okay, I need some time off in October because the leaves are probably going to change, but if they don't, I'll let you know. He knows you're going to change. We know it's going to get cold eventually. We know it's going to get hot again. None of you question the spring, the grass growing greener, and the flowers begin to budding. None of you question that. It's God's automatic will. God's in control, y'all. God is in control. And as sure as he lets the sun rise and makes the sun set, he raises up kings and he puts other kings down. He raises leaders up and he puts other leaders down. Everything is in the control of God, whether you like it or whether you don't. It's his will. And we've got to trust that will. No matter how we think that will should be or how it shouldn't be, we must trust it. Now, we're hearing a lot about this. I addressed it a little bit Wednesday night. Hearing a lot about how the election, you know, a lot of crookedness and cheating, and that very well may went on. The point is this. Whatever it is, God is still in control. God is still the head. We can't do one thing about it but gripe and complain and make everybody around you miserable. We can go around like a hound dog all day long because our man didn't win, or we can act like we still serve the king and we're God's children and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall rise up and be the very light I've always been. I am a child of God, and no election takes that away. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust this. Chapter 35, let's get to this. We're talking about God's kingdom. That's good news. Verse 1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. Glad. We're talking about gladness. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. The desert's going to rejoice. The dry places of our life, the dry place of humanity is going to rejoice. And what was dead is going to be brought again to life. This perishable shell that we're born into is going to give way to a bloom that shall never fade, a bloom that shall never pass away, a bloom that shall live forevermore. The bloom is stronger than the desert. The redness is stronger than the dryness, and it will come forth when God's hand breathes upon it. We have something to look forward to. We have something on the way. Trust that. Gladness over madness. You know, being mad doesn't really serve any purpose. When you have argued, when you argue with your spouse, does anybody really win that battle? Your wife does. Ha ha ha. I just let you think you do, so you'll keep on washing the towels and cooking the dinner. Nobody wins that battle. You scream back and forth at each other, yell at each other. Nah, nah, nah. Nobody wins that. Nate's mad. Liz is mad. Whole family's mad. Nobody wins that. But it's much easier we just submit. And Nate says, yes, Liz. Oh, yes, Liz. I am your servant. It's a much easier life. Because being mad ain't going to change Liz's mind. Man, you women are like a German shepherd with a T-bone steak. You just can't get it out. It's just, you got it. It shall blossom abundantly. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. This world is going to change and give birth to his kingdom. What we see here is going to give way to a much more beautiful picture of what is to come. And we don't see that yet. His thoughts, not our thoughts, right? Nobody understands what God has in store for his people. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard. Heaven's not going to be like this. We're not going to look like this. Everything's going to be different. The Bible's clear. We've not seen, we've not heard. We have no understanding, really, of what we're going to walk into. There's such a dramatic opposite effect of that versus this that we have no idea what it's going to be like. All I know, it's going to be glorious and wonderful and perfect and good, and we can be glad because that's where we're heading. Why can I be glad? I'm glad that Jesus loves me. I'm glad that Jesus saved me. I'm glad that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I'm glad I have a heavenly home prepared for me, that where he is, I shall be also. I am glad that my sins have been washed away. I am glad that I have been redeemed. I'm glad I've been restored. I'm glad by his stripes I've been healed. I am glad that I am his and he is mine. I am glad, church, we have so much to be glad about, not mad about. Because God don't owe us nothing. He gave everything one time for all humanity. And that was his will. As Bill read that verse this morning in Sunday school, he says it is God's will that all men, that no man should perish, but all men should repent. It is the will of God that we see who he is in all of his beauty. It's the will of God we walk in this kingdom way. It's the will of God that we are redeemed and restored. Be glad. Don't be mad. Because we must, you know, Randy and I read Romans 13. I talked about it. I want you to go back and listen to the message, because I know it's a hard message to swallow. The Bible says that all powers that are to be ordained by God, to resist the power is to resist God. That's pretty strong. Yeah, pastor, but, you know, they wouldn't talk, but they didn't have Trump or Biden to deal with. No, they had a lot worse people than Biden and Trump. They had people killing babies. I mean, literally, go out and kill a two-year-old and kill it. You know, they were burning people out in the streets. I mean, they were hanging people for a public mockery of do it my way or this is what happens. I mean, there was evil, evil, evil leadership. So Paul knew what he was talking about. You know, we get upset because Trump's personality don't make you happy. We get mad because, you know, Biden's older and can't remember where he's at. I don't know, whatever. We get mad. But you know what? There was leadership when this word was written that tormented its citizens. We are still in America, church. This is still the land that God put us in. And we want to honor our veterans at the end of the service, and we're going to celebrate our country because we still are under God, or at least I am. And as long as I'm alive, this nation in my eyes will be under the hand of God. And that's who I serve, and that's who I surrender to, and that's who I submit to. God, be over our nation, be over our people, be over our land. And we thank you, God. We are still, with all of our problems, with all our brokenness, with all of our failures, all the things that are wrong with America, there's no other place better than this country. Church, know that I don't care what everybody says. I'm going to move. Move, y'all, move. Move. Move to Mexico and see how long you want to stay there. Move to Canada, see how you really like it in Canada. Move to Switzerland. Move to France. Move to Germany. Move to Africa. Move to Italy. See how you really like it. That red flag that waves was birthed with sweat, tears, pain, and death. And God gave us that victory in the Revolutionary War. We were out, man, 5 or 6 to 1. Should not have won that whatsoever. But God's provision and hand was in it. So we still stand proud and say, you know what? God bless this USA. I don't need a man in the White House to bless the USA. I need my God to bless the USA. I just need God. God, you're my Lord. And I'm not ashamed of that at all, to declare he's God, whether others believe it or not. Verse 3, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. He's encouraging those to keep on going, keep on pressing toward the mark. I know the battle's rough. I know you're tired. I know it's been a hard journey. I know you're getting weak and you're broken, but strengthen those that are weak. Cheerlead them on. Remind them of what is to come and what we're walking toward. This isn't it. Church, whoever is elected official president does not change the outcome of Isaiah 35. Don't change it. It's going to happen. The trumpet's going to sound, and we shall be changed in the moment and a twinkling of an eye at the last trump. The dead in Christ shall rise, and this perishable will put on imperishability. This corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal will put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Death is swallowed up in victory. The sting of sin is the law, but thanks be to Christ Jesus our Lord, who overcame that for us that we could walk into this. The kingdom's on the way. We're part of it. Keep your eyes on the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man, because man will let you down. Say to them that have a fearful heart, look at this. If you're afraid this morning of what's going to come, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with the recompense, he will come and he will save you. Amen. Hallelujah. I got God. He's my homie. He's fighting for me. I got God's got my back, and God's got my front, and God's got my side. So stick your leg and shake it all about. God's got me everywhere. God's got me. So I trust him. God knows what he's doing. He's not making no mistakes. For those of you that may think, well, you know what? Why doesn't God stop this from happening? If there really is corruption and cheating, why doesn't God stop that? Everything, I believe, is part of the plan of God, whether we like it or not. It's part of the plan of God, church. I feel more and more that way as I get older, as I see life unfold, I see things happen. I don't see every corner. I don't see every turn. I just trust God with the whole picture. God knows my whole future. You know, we have desires and we have dreams. All of us have goals. Whether those goals and dreams will be fulfilled in our lives, we don't know. Only God knows. But he does know what's best for us. He knows what's best for us. Just like the story of the hot stove, right, Bill? You tell your kid. Did I touch a hot stove one time, Mom? I almost did when I was little. That's a good mother. Ain't that a good mommy? That's so sweet. Bill's our exact example this morning in church, how that's God's will for us, right? That, you know, our lives are full of hot stoves, right? All about, you know, whatever path that is, you know, drugs, alcohol, sexual morality, you know, whatever our path is, sometimes we go down and here's the hot stove. And God is saying, no, don't go that way. No, he's not going to make you stop. Thank God for mama, right? God ain't going, because God wouldn't stop me. You know, but Bill's talking about, you tell your kids, okay, don't touch that hot stove. But yet their will is to want to just touch it, right? If I had a big old box sitting right here this morning, and I says, nobody touch it, don't even come within 3 feet of it, the whole service, y'all be staring at that box. You'd be looking at me. You'd be staring at that box. What's in it? What's in that box? Don't touch it. Don't come 3 feet. Ain't it 6 feet? 3 feet. Why don't you touch it? That's all you would be seeing would be that. Because our will is to go to what's bad. We like what's bad. Because what's bad feels good sometimes. But then it takes us, it traps us, and it takes us down the wrong road. The will of God will not make you do anything, but it is there to help you achieve what he has planned for you. Be strong, fear not, your God come to vengeance. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. This is actually talking about physical transformation, this chapter. It's talking about physical divine healing. Those that are broken in their bodies now shall be restored. There'll be no more blindness. There'll be no more dumbness. There'll be no more lameness. All that's going to be healed and cured and made whole by the kingdom of God. We won't be like we are now. Everything will be made right. We'll be perfect and complete once again forever. And the older you get, the more you realize how time flies by. I've got a pretty big milestone birthday, my next birthday, and I look back and think, how in the world has that much time passed? I mean, it don't seem possible, man. I still feel like I'm that 25-year-old kid. I mean, I really do, and I still act like it much. But I still feel that way. I'm like, how did that much time pass? And without the grace of God, or I might probably don't want to anyway, depends on my life, but I won't live as long as I've already lived, naturally speaking, in this body. Because if I live as long as I've already lived, I'll be doing all right. I might be one of the oldest people in Idaho County. I'm like, man, that's kind of scary to think about. I mean, think about it. By life expectancy, the life expectancy of a man in America is about, what, 77? Something like that, 78? Yeah, you're already there. Good luck, brother. He's already there. I mean, Gail was already lived as long as I told him he could. Think about that. Aren't you glad there's something more, Gail, past this? Aren't you glad? Oh, my gosh. What if there was no hope beyond this world? And for people who don't believe in anything, they have no hope in anything. They have no hope in another step beyond this. Thank God the kingdom of God is waiting on us, that all of our sicknesses, all of our illnesses, all of our stuff will be healed and will be gone. Verse 7, the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty lands of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men through fools shall not enter therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up there. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. There'll be no more sin. There'll be no more temptation, no more strongholds, no more depression, no more fear, no more darkness. All of that's going to be gone. All that's going to be removed in this kingdom. That's why we can have gladness over our madness. Because nothing's going to change. Really, if you think about it, we have very little power to change much. Really, when it comes down to things that we get mad about. You can't make the Cowboys win a game. No matter how much you want them to. You can't make them win a game. Okay? You can't control gas prices, no matter what they are. You can't go to the gas station. Look, I'm a tax-paying citizen. My name's James D. Lewis Senior, and I want you to lower that gas price on that sign and roll them numbers back. You got me? They're going to make a difference. They're going to call police. Have me escorted to property. We don't have a lot. The things we complain about, we don't have a lot we can do to change it. Sunshine's got rid of their good crinkle fries, right? And I knew the family very well. I talked to them. So what did you get your fries for? We started getting this other one. It's cheaper. I'm like, I don't like them. I want your crinkle fries. They're totally different. I don't like them. Do they change because of me? No, they still got the bad fries. And I love them, great family, I know them, but I didn't change their fry menu. So you know what I do? I ain't ate there since. See, I'm choosing madness over gladness. See, I need to be the other way around. There's so many things we really can't change. And that's why we look to him. God, give me peace when it doesn't change to accept what doesn't change. And God, if it needs to change, if it's supposed to change, then you got to change it. See, Daniel made a decision in that lion's den. He knew he was going to be arrested. He knew he was going to be put to death if he got caught praying. But he prayed anyway. That was the will of God for him, to pray anyway. As he's kneeling down to pray, and they bust in the door, they catch him on his knees praying. Aha, we got you. They took him, threw him in the lion's den. But God spared his life. And God did change. Daniel couldn't change the law. All he could do was trust God. So he kept praying like he's supposed to. And then God, in the lion's den, changed the situation. Instead of those lions eating him, these were wild beasts. And these lions were part of execution. That's what they were there for, to execute people. And these lions did not touch Daniel all night long. When the king knocked the door, Daniel, you okay? Fear not, king. I'm here. The Lord has shut the mouth of the lions. I'm good. And then they threw his enemies in. Before they got to the bottom of the pit, the Bible says their bones were crushed by the lions. Them lions, I don't like Daniel meat. I like that meat. God was in control of the lions. Think about this. It's not the lions didn't like Daniel, like they went up and no, it was fresh meat. God stopped the lions because God is in charge and God is on the throne and God is the top authoritative force of the universe. Period. And so he stopped the mouth of those lions from eating Daniel. And Daniel, of course, was very glad. And he came out rejoicing. And then Daniel was promoting the kingdom. God changed his situation. This last verse is the power verse of the chapter. I want you to look at this verse. It's a power verse. And the ransomed of the Lord ransomed. What does ransom mean? Anybody know what ransomed means? Definition of ransom. Pay the price for it. Paid the price for. We're the ransomed of God. Yes. He paid the price for us on the cross. We deserved to perish. We deserved to die and be separated from God forever. But he stepped in and he ransomed us back to himself by his sacrifice on the cross. So we're the ransomed. We've been bought. The Bible says we've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. We've been bought with a price. The price was his precious blood. The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. Church, we can still today sing this song. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, oh, down in my heart, oh, joy, 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 down in my heart. And it's down in my heart to what? To stay. My joy is not going to be going away. Whoever gets to be president or who the senators are, or who the governor is or whatever. I make a choice, you make a choice, and it's God's deal. It's not going to take my joy away. It's not because my joy is not attached to that. My joy is attached to this. And what God has waiting on me, and all the forces of hell cannot stop the birth of the kingdom of God that's going to come forth for his people. We are passing through to pass into. Hallelujah. We'll have everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We're going to go from this to that. Sighing and joy is going to go away. And we're going to, you like my dance, Nathan? We're going to dance and rejoice forevermore. Life is hard, church. I know it's hard. We all go through battles. The holiest of Holy Ghost shouting, sanctified, justified, glorified Christians go through stuff. We go through sickness. We go through disease. We go through divorce. We go through tragedy of losing our family, our spouse, our child, losing our job, maybe losing our home. We go through depression. We go through fear, we go through uncertainty, we go through anxiety, we go through addiction, some of us. We have all these battles we go through in life. It doesn't mean you're not God's child because you're going through a storm. It means you live in the world called earth in a human form. And we're going to go through storms. We're going to battle stuff. We're going to have dark days. But praise be to God that he will turn away your mourning and your sackcloth shall be removed. And you are going to rise from your ashes and you're going to dance, dance, dance again. And nothing can stop the dancing when God takes over. Hallelujah. So rejoice. Your sighing is going to give way to a new birth. Don't be heavy-hearted at what's going on. Just trust God. The old Psalm of Kings sing, the God of the valley, God of the mountain, right? The same God of the mountain is the same God in your valley. The same God in your darkness, same God of your light. God doesn't change. Let's look to him and recognize he's going to take care of my family. God loves James and God loves Melanie. And God really loves Ashley. God loves us. Do what? And Nick too. I'm sorry, Nick. Yes. Nancy Rose said Nick too. Yes. God loves me. God loves you. He's going to watch over you and protect you. A changing of the guard in the White House does not change the guard on the throne. I'm still in charge. Period. Doesn't matter. Every presidential election since I've known, it's doomsday if the other one gets in. Have I heard it my whole life? It's doomsday. You know, whoever gets in, you know, that's all we hear is doomsday. Well, doomsday's not happened yet. You may feel like it, but it's not happened yet. And we're battling a lot of things right now. We're battling the COVID epidemic. We're battling uncertainty of our political leadership right now. We're battling a lot of things. And the world is, and things have shifted and changed. We got poor parents. I don't know how you're doing it with your kids, man. I don't know how you're doing balancing the kids thing with school, not school, home, not home, back and forth. I mean, I truly am concerned about our children's mindset as they're going through this process. The world is shifting. The world has changed. But we can still be glad because we serve a God who never fails. Amen. Who never fails. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord. Gladness over madness. Try to hear this message. And don't get mad. Don't get mad. And don't make nasty comments. And don't fight each other over politics. Look, to resist the powers. Let me read this one verse in closing. You ain't gonna like it. It's okay. I probably should read this after I do the offering, but hang on. Romans 13:1. We'll read this. It says this. Let every soul, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power but of God, and the powers that are to be are ordained by God. Amen. Don't like hearing that. Just like Wednesday night, no amens on that. I love it. You know why, man? We're so filled with our own agenda. What Bill said, a very powerful, we probably don't realize how powerful this was in Sunday school, but I caught what you said, Bill. It really stuck with me. This line you said, before we gave our lives to God, we were the master of our throne. And then when we gave our life to God, he became the master of the throne. Who are we to say, honestly, in our scheme of everything, who are we to say who should be president? Who are we to say that? I know we have our own feelings. I understand that, church. I'm very strong, opinionated. Believe me. I got my way. I've got my side. And I'm passionate about my side. But I understand. I got to step back from my side and recognize, God, this is not my throne. You're the one that appoints people and puts them in positions and in places. You're the one that establishes leadership. You're the one that orchestrates all of that. And so, God, I will be subject to the authority you have put. And I understand, unless it violates your word. And I get that. But sometimes we use that too much as well. One example I gave of violating God's word for me personally as a pastor that I would go against authority on is if someone two men, two women says, hey, we want to be married, and you got to marry us because it's legal in all 50 states, and if you don't, I'll sue you for discrimination. I'll say, well, I'm not going to do that. I have a religious right to turn you down on that. And according to the word of God, I will not violate that. Yet if the law says you got to honor the law, not this law. Because this law is in direct violation of God's law. There's a difference. Now, for those of you who want to say, well, I should have to pay so many taxes, you know, that's going against God's word. It's not, because we read that Wednesday night. Render to Caesar, Caesar, and God's God's. You got to pay your tax. It may be way too much, but it's not violating God's word. It's just violating your pocketbook and your opinion. And there's a difference. So I want to bring some stability and some sanity to what's happening right now, and make sure you're focusing on God, nothing else. Because we can be mad the next 4 years, and angry and snappy and evil, and you'll be getting a Facebook jail and losing friends because you're making comments. Just don't be mad. I will celebrate the will of God, whatever that is. Don't have to like it. I don't have to like it, but I need to accept it. Bill talks about God's will being like a blueprint of a house, right? You got a blueprint of your home. If I had a big blueprint of a new home laying right here, it's beautiful. Right? I could put in a frame on this wall. Here's a blueprint of our new church. Here's how it's going to look. Big blueprint of Living Word. It's beautiful. Pay $20,000 for a blueprint, right? It's there. Everybody's coming up. Ooh, that's going to be the new bathrooms. Cool. That's going to be a Sunday school rooms. Oh, wow. What's that going to be? That's going to be a hot tub. Wow, hot tub. Cool. We got blueprints, right? But you know what? That blueprint is the plan that we're supposed to execute. But if I don't execute it, it's just a plan. But until I execute, the plan doesn't come to fruition. Sometimes, you know, God's got the plan for us. There's the blueprint. But we're not following it. So we're not walking in the will of God. He's given it to us. We see it. We know it. But we're not following it. We're not doing anything to bring his plan to life in our life. The will of God is something that is hard to grasp sometimes. I understand that. Church, I understand that. There's questions I can't answer about why things are allowed to happen. I can't answer those questions. I'm just not going to get mad about it. God, I trust you. No matter what, I trust you. Let's pray. Father, as we come to the close of this part of our service, God, I ask that you put peace in our hearts this morning. So many are battling right now, and they're burdened, and they're frustrated, and they're angry. God, they're so angry. And I pray this message today does not make anyone angry, but they will hear this truth, that it will stir in their hearts, and they will realize this message is right. There is a kingdom coming. This world has nothing to do to stop it. As long as we're in this world, God, we must choose gladness over madness. Choose to serve you, rejoice with you, have everlasting joy, and not let anything take that joy away. I pray for peace in our country the next few weeks and months. God, I pray your hand be upon it. And Lord, I know things happen many times because we don't follow your will, and then this is the result of not following your will. But I pray even in our ignorance, even in our rebellion, God, that you show mercy and grace. And you be upon our nation, you be upon both President Trump, President-elect Biden, whoever gets it, God. I pray for your hand of mercy and grace to be upon our leadership of this nation. I pray, God, for the landscape of our nation. I pray, God, for the people of this nation. I pray for the churches of this nation, God, that we will be a light and not a place of darkness, that we will be a hope. We will not be one that makes things worse. But we'll be a uniter, God, because we are serving one King and one Lord. Whatever side of the ticket we're on, God, we serve you, and we thank you for that. Bless your people with peace, and bless this country with peace. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to have our veterans come up right now, and we're going to pay tribute to our veterans. If you are a veteran of any military branch, please come up here and just... space out across the front here.